Greg, a very difficult afternoon for you.
Yeah, it was. You know, we'd done our research on Ipswich. We knew what to expect, and we just got out battled today. Frustrating goal to give away early in the first half, and you know they had something to hold on to, so we struggled then to break them down.
Unlike Preston, to start as slowly as you did.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you could see all season, you know, we really start out the blocks, and there's really that energy about us and ratting around, but it just went to miss start of the game, and sort of gave Ipswich more confidence. You could see their game plan was to every opportunity sort of hook it long and try and pick up the seconds, and you know they were effective today, especially in the first half, and got their goal and then just held on to that.
The warning signs were there before the goal because Declan made a great double save.
Yeah, he did, and that's what I mean. Like, they were getting a bit of joy from that, and yeah, like you said, there was early warning signs, and they get the goal, which was disappointing. You know, when you're getting warnings and they don't take their chances, you're thinking, okay, you know, let's get our acting gear. Then they ended up scoring, and like I said, we sort of struggled to break them down.
At 1-0, you were still in the game, but you could well have been out of it, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, they had chances, but obviously we're going to get that equaliser, and you know, they are going to have, you know, some chances in that respect. But yeah, it was a tough evening for us, especially after the back of some very good performances. That is well below par by our standards.
Your gaffer didn't mess about. Two changes before the break.
Yeah, no. You know, if things aren't working, you know, he'll make changes, and he did. And you know, we changed personnel, we changed formation to try and sort of set us alight. But yeah, it was not our day at the office, to be fair.
Personally, how many different positions have you played today?
Yeah, a couple. Just switched over and back, but I mean, anything to try and help the team in what way I can, and whatever way the gaffer sees fit. But it was just one of those days for us where nothing really fell. Every second ball seemed to drop to them, where, you know, 9 out of 10 times we're always there on them seconds, and then we can sort of keep that press on. But every time it sort of dropped to them, then they did what they were doing all game, was just to hook it into the channels for Waghorn and Garner and Carryall, and they were effective in what they did.
And when you did get it into the final third, it just wasn't sticking and coming off you, was it?
No, that's what I mean. You know, we had a lot of corners, a lot of free kicks, and we just couldn't direct it on goal. I mean, you know, we won a good few of those headers, but just couldn't get it on target, and we couldn't really make their keeper work bar a few efforts outside the box. Which is disappointing, because we've been very effective from set plays, we've been working hard on set plays, but it eluded us today.
End of a good run, but I guess this is put it out the back of your mind now and get back on the horse again next week.
Yeah, you know, everyone in the dressing room is very disappointed, because we knew it was a great opportunity off the back of some tough results to go and get a result at home, especially with sort of the week's break. But I mean, you know, 17 unbeaten run is good in the championship, considering how competitive it is. Maybe it's sort of this result might perk us up to go again. You know, there's 14 games left, so we're still in a shot at getting that playoffs, and we firmly believe we can. We're just making it slightly harder for ourselves.